pat your back once again at the Statoil Masters Tennis 2012. What keeps you coming back year after year?
Well, it's a great event. I mean, it certainly is one of the best events, if not the best event on the Legends Tour, the Seniors Tour, Old Guys Tour, whatever you want to call it. Fantastic venue, and it has that sort of Christmas feel about it. And plus, it's home. So it's not too far away from me. I'm not only up the road a bit. It's a great atmosphere. I mean, I think more than anything, it's find a little bit hard at the end of the year to sometimes to get going and a bit worn out, but it's always a good atmosphere, and hopefully I can hit a few decent balls.
And the good news is, or maybe the bad news from your perspective, is that John McEnroe's back again, so you get the joy of playing him for another year.
Oh my goodness, not again. Played him twice last year. I've already played him three times this year, I think, already. So, by the time the championships come up, it could be another for a couple of times. But John and I always have pretty close matches and pretty competitive. It's a great venue for him. He loves that sort of surface, and even though we're a little bit older and a little bit slower, we still hit some decent shots it's some good volleys, ideally, and entertain the crowd a little bit. But John's always, really tough on a surface like that. Really tough to beat.
You mentioned the venue there, the time of year. Are those the things for you that make it such a special event, such a unique event?
I think more than anything is the fantastic staff that run the tournament. I mean, we're just like a family, And the players all have a lot of fun. And then probably the second thing is the crowd. I mean, the crowd is, they're really good. And they're a great crowd. They're in a Christmas spirit and they're having a lot of fun. And the venue is, I mean, obviously it's beautiful. Sometimes the venue creates the atmosphere. And I think that's obviously part of it. So it really is just a fun week. It's a tough week for us older guys. But we enjoy it.
I know you're going to get fed up with doing Wimbledon predictions over the next 2 weeks, so I'm going to get in there early. Have you seen the draw today? What are your thoughts on it, if so?
I've seen bits of it.
It's an interesting one.
Well, there's always some matches, potential, big matches thrown up there, and not quite, usually as exciting as it used to be the first weeks because of so many seedings, but... there's still some great players out there, and who'll play each other. But you got to fancy that certainly for the men's side, the top three, with Murray as a chance. Of course, he's always got a chance at on the grass. He plays well on it, and home crowd favourite makes a big advantage. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the top four there again. The guys like Songa, if his fingers are all right, it should be a great. To do well. Del Potro is always a threat. Burdich is such a great hitter of the ball. There's another guy that can do well. And then we've got young guys like the Canadian Milos Raonic.
Who Murray could play in round three.
Yeah, he makes it interesting. You've got to fancy, of course, the number four player in the world. But, there's ifs and buts. So you've got to get there first. He's a young boy. But he's certainly going to be a top 10 player before very long. And be a real threat. So, look, I'm not really breaking any new ground here by saying Nadal, Federer, or Djokovic with a chance Murray. But, that is pretty much the way it is. On the girls' side, of course, it could be anybody. I mean, Sharapova would be probably my slight favourite, only because Serena, you just don't know what her form is because she doesn't play so very little. And I think it's kind of starting to catch up with her, just having the girls are playing a lot of tennis, and Serena is a classic example, and I know so well that towards the end of your career when you have injuries and you're coming back, sometimes you just play bad matches, you have no reason why, and that's exactly what she said at the French Open. She said, I just played horribly, I don't know why, and that's exactly what happens when you start hitting a certain age, and sometimes you just don't pick the ball up if you don't play enough, and so she's at that age. So I wouldn't say that time of the career. She's not really old, but so as a ranker, I would like to. I think she really want to do well. So anybody, any of the girls, top six or seven girls could ladies or women's championship could win that.
Perfect.